Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets staged an impressive afternoon rally on a day that saw investors ponder the Federal Reserve's latest monetary policy insights and the latest round of corporate earnings ahead of tonight's key non-farm payrolls report. Dow eked out a 5-point gain, erasing an earlier tumble that saw the index down as much as 400 points. Boeing up 2% was the leading index performer. Broader S&P 500 settling 0.2% lower after trading down as much as 1.6% earlier in the session. Both the Dow and S&P fell below their respective 200-day moving averages before closing above that key technical level. NASDAQ was down 0.2%, also pairing an early decline of more than a percent as heavyweights Amazon, Apple and Microsoft all rebounded. Tesla fell 5.6% amid heavy trading volume as investors look past the electric vehicle maker's better-than-expected first-quarter numbers released after the close of the previous session and instead focused on the performance of CEO Elon Musk in the investor conference call. He dismissed certain analyst questions as boring and advised investors not to buy the stock if they can't stomach volatility. So that's all the stock down about 5.6%, as I said. Twitter also down about 1% in after-hours trading after the social media company revealed a password glitch and advised subscribers to change their password. And obviously, investors also monitoring the China and US trade talks. Those two-day trade talks kicked off and conclude later today, our time. US corporate earnings, American International Group, or AIG, slumped 5.3% after the insurer missed profit estimates for the first quarter. Just as a summary comment, 65% of companies have now reported, and S&P 500 earnings are up 30% year on year. That's the strongest earnings growth we've seen in over 7 years. In US economic data, attention there was a little bit out, including weekly jobless claims, but of course all attention turns to tonight's key non-farm payrolls data. Expectations for the US economy to have added 188,000 jobs and for the employment rate to have dipped to 4% after being stuck at 4.1% for the past 6 months. Europe's main markets retreated, taking their cues from the initial weakness on Wall Street, and when investors there also digesting the latest round of corporate earnings results and economic data. Germany's DAX was down 0.9%, France's CAC down 0.5%. Just on the US economic data front, European economic data front, I should say, Eurozone inflation unexpectedly declined in April. So that raises fresh questions, obviously, about the timing of the ECB winding back their monetary stimulus program. London's FTSE down 0.5%, breaking a five-session winning streak. Glencore up 0.4% after the commodity trading house and mining company said first quarter production was largely in line with consensus expectations across their suite of commodities and maintained their full year guidance. Base metals were mostly weaker. Copper did inch 0.1% higher to just shy of $3.10 a pound, but aluminium down 2.4%, nickel down 1.5%, zinc down 1.3%. Spot iron ore dipped 11 cents to $66.87 a metric tonne after rallying 2.4% in the previous session. Worth noting that today's trading session will mark the first time foreign investors can trade Chinese iron ore futures. That's already a very deep market. In fact, it's the most liquid, one of the most liquid commodity contracts in the world. Gold futures added $7.10 to $1,312.70 an ounce to arrest a three-session decline. Oil prices higher, traders seemingly focusing on geopolitical developments with a particular focus on the Iran nuclear agreement and with the IMF threatening to expel Venezuela. WTI settled 50 cents higher at $68.43 a barrel, Brent gaining 26 cents to $73.62 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields dipping about 2 basis points to 2.95%, that of course a day after the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged as expected. And also investors, as I said, eyeing tonight's key April employment data. Aussie dollar stronger, rebounding about 0.5% to trade back above 75 US cents. RBA releases their latest quarterly statement of monetary policy at 11:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time today. And also China services PMI data is on the regional economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.